Good afternoon, brothers and sisters.
Good afternoon, 师傅。
How are you today? Very good. Let's see. Okay, so what shall we do now? Today we have the topic on the Buddha's qualities continuation, part two. Buddha has many qualities, and as a result of these qualities, he's able to do certain things. And sometimes it's because he's able to do certain things, that's why he is known to have these qualities. Yeah. For example, he's known to be the teacher of gods and men. Yeah. This is a quality of his. Because he's able to teach, then he's given this so-called title. But because of various qualities of his, he is respected by the people. He's honored by the people. So he is also known as the world honored one, and so on. Yeah. So can y'all hear me? Cannot. Okay. Is my video clear? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I was told that the morning sit for a few days is a bit blur. Yeah, I also noticed this morning. So I wiped the webcam. So now it's clear. So when we attend Dharma class, it's like wiping our eyes. Yeah, usually we wipe the whole world. Attend Dharma class, we wipe our eyes to be clear. So, what other qualities does the Buddha have? Let's take a look. So, we stop here. I think we stop here, right? At the Yun He Ming Xing Zhu, we finish this. Then, on to the Yun He San Shi. So, just now when we were doing the puja, we also recited these verses. But you will notice, as I've mentioned before, the verses are not exactly one-to-one. In part because perhaps due to translation, but also because the different, in different perhaps texts, then the way the qualities are combined or not is different. So let's take a look. Yun He San Shi Sugata. So again, in the Pali text, you would sometimes see the text as Sugato. Yeah. So because singular one, then it's Sugato. But oftentimes we also just put Sugata as a root word. So for Yen. 既妙往之意，如贪嗔痴等，引诸有情，往彼而去，非名善事。如来正智能断诸惑，妙处妙出世间，能往佛国，故名善事. Yeah. So, the translation, the not translation. So in this sutta, the Buddha explained, 即妙往之意. Yeah, so, Yun He San Shi. So what is meant by this particular epithet? Yeah, San Shi, well gone. Yeah. So what is it, what does it mean? 即妙往之意. Yeah. So loosely translated, marvelous going. Yeah, the meaning of which is this. In what way is it marvelous going or good going? So, 如贪嗔痴等，应诸有情，往彼恶趣，非名善事. So, who are the one who is known as well gone, and who are the one who is not known as well gone? So, sentient beings over here, yeah, 诸有情. So, for all the sentient beings, the unenlightened beings, where do we go towards? Those sentient beings that is guided by greed, guided by hatred, guided by delusion. Yeah, greed, hatred, and delusion. Of course, sometimes the translation is a bit different. Sometimes they translate as desire, aversion, and delusion is quite common. Yeah, sometimes some texts put as ignorance, but ignorance should be the wombing. So if one is guided by the defilements, yeah, then what happened? It will draw you. It would compel you. Yeah. 如贪嗔痴等引诸有情, so induce us, to compel us, to draw us, to do what? Towards what? 往彼恶趣, yeah. So towards the evil destination. Yeah. Towards the evil destination. What are the evil destination? 第二鬼畜生, yeah. Towards the hell realm. Towards the hungry ghost realm, towards the animal realm. In the Pali canon, they usually put the ghost realm first, then animal, then the hell realm. No? So lead us towards the lower realms. Yeah. So in which case then, 非名善事. Yeah, in this case then, this is not known as well gone. Yeah, because it's ill gone. You are going towards a evil destination, painful destination, suffering destination. Yeah. So here it says Ru. Yeah, in front it has a Ru. Yeah. So it's the contrast here. Just as sentient beings, they go according to their mental inclination. Because of defilements, they go to lower realms. Yeah. So not named as well gone. So likewise, then what happened? 如来正智能断诸惑. So the Buddha, yeah, the Tathagata, 正智, the right knowledge and wisdom, 能断诸惑, is able to eradicate. Eradicate what? 诸惑, all the different taints, all the different bewilderments. Yeah, in other words, the defilements. 妙出世间 is able to, in a very amazing way, in a very profound way, be free of the worldly. Yeah, in other words, to leave samsara. Yeah, what does it mean to leave samsara? What does it mean to be free of the worldly? 出世间, does it mean that we go somewhere else from this planet? We go to Mars? Yeah, quickly sign up for the Mars program. Yeah, Elon Musk is looking for people to volunteer. No. So it means to be free of the worldly attitudes, to be free of the worldly states. Yeah, although you are in the midst of the worldly, yeah, interacting with worldly people, living your life among the worldly, but you don't relate in the worldly way. Yeah, why? Because you remove the taints, we remove the bewilderments, we remove the defilements. In other words, you purify yourself. So when you purify yourself, then even though you are in the worldly, you are not worldly anymore. No? In other words, not suffering anymore. Free of the causes of suffering. So, then one four guo, and so then is able to do what? To go towards the Buddhahood. Yeah, the fruition of a Buddha. Hu ming san shi. And hence is named the well-gone one. Oh, well-gone one. In the worldly way, in the Chinese custom, we also have a saying somewhat similar. Yi lu zhou hao. Yi mei zhou hao. Yeah. I don't think it's meant to mean the same thing. But in a way, we can ask ourselves, if we use Buddhism to think about it, then we can also say whether a person yi mei zhou hao. Yeah. If a person in their day-to-day life observe and practice the 10 wholesome deeds, upholds right view, maintains purity in the body, speech, and mind, then surely we can say this person, when the person passed away, 一路一定走好，一定走好的，不会走歪的。 And don't have to worry whether the person die in this way or that way. Why? Because we know that if a person has been conducting himself or herself in a wholesome manner, then surely that continuum of inclination towards wholesomeness will bring the person towards wholesome destination, happy destination. Or if not, towards various stages of liberation. So next, in her 世间劫无上士, so over here, the 无上, 无上士, this part is actually a separate one. But over here, it seems to be together. But if you look at the text, 又比, over here, there's a separation also. So, loka widow, So in the Pali text, there's a loka widow, and then anuttara, And in the text that we recite, it is anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanam, So, the anuttara is combined with the later text. The next one, but over here is with the earlier one. So let's take a look. So, 云何世间劫, 无上士. So the two epithets is Loka Widow and Anuttaro. Again, in the if you go by grammar, singular will be Anuttaro. So in various sutra, sometimes you hear Anuttaro. Samyao Samputi, Anyao Tolo, Anuttaro. Anuttaro. Not Anu, Pussu Anyao Tola. Anyao Tolo. Helen, you want to ask something, is it? Yes. Anoa. Oh, I thought you. stretch your hand, right? You need to stretch your hand? Stretch. Stretch left side, then stretch right side. So, loka is world. Widow, loosely translated as knower. So loka widow, knower of the world. Anuttaro, unsurpassed. Unsurpassed. So, 佛言, 世间者为欲界、色界、无色界, and so on. So this is a reply to the question. 云何世间劫无上士? So the Buddha's reply, 佛言, 世间者, so what is meant by the world, knower of the world? Yeah, so the Buddha replied in two parts. The first part, 世间者, so this is part one. This is part two. Part A1, A2, then B. So this is part A1. So when we say knower of the world, first of all, what is world? Yeah, 世间者为欲界、色界、无色界. So first of all, can be classified as in three. Yeah, there are three worlds to be known. Yeah, first the sensual desire realm, then the form and formless realm. So these are the three realms. Yeah, 欲界、色界、无色界. Yeah, so the sensual desire realm, the form realm, and formless realm. So these three realms are named based on the inclination, the preoccupation of sentient beings. Yeah. In other words, sentient beings who are inclined towards sensual desire, who are preoccupied towards sensual desire, are then reborn in this realm. Yeah, because of their inclination. It doesn't mean that they will get their sensual desire. It just means that they were in the past inclined towards that. And then according to whether they have merits or not, they may have their sensual desire fulfilled. Form and formless realm, similarly, accordingly, they are inclined towards, they are preoccupied with form and preoccupied with formless. Yeah. So they are respectively achieved by those who practice the concentration that is based on physical form, yeah, and those who are based on the formless attainments. So the Rupa Jhana and the Arupa Samadhi. So next, then we go into slightly more detail. Yeah, 地狱、恶鬼、旁生等类. Yeah. So here, just listing out the lower realms, the hell. Yeah, here we list out hell. Then we have the ghost realm. Ghost, or we can say hungry ghost. And then we have the animal realms. So 等类, yeah, etc. Yeah. So all the various types, etc. Yeah. 各具色蕴、受蕴、想蕴、行蕴、识蕴. Yeah. So they respectively comprise, yeah, 各具, each of them comprise form. Aggregates, yeah. This in is the what we call the aggregates, So skandhas or khandhas, yeah. Or what we say in English, aggregates, you know, like PSLE aggregates called the aggregate, yeah. So this word means a heap, yeah. A lot of things combined together. Yeah, so form, feelings, yeah. So we have forms, we have feelings, and I've mentioned many times, feelings here refers to sensation. No? Then, 想, perception. Then we have 行. 行, we can say is volition. No? We can also say it's mental formation. Yeah, and then we have consciousness. Oh, hang on. Consciousness. Okay, so we have five aggregates. Then we have yen, and also further in more detail, we have yen, er, bi, se, shen, yi, se, shen, xiang, wei, chu, fa. So yen, er, bi, se, shen, yi, these are the six sense bases. The eye sense base, ear sense base, nose sense base, tongue sense base, body sense base, mind sense based, yeah. 即彼六识所缘境等一切诸法。 So, 即彼 and their respective, what, respective six sense base, six sense consciousness, 所缘境界. So the eye sense base can give rise to eye consciousness. Ear sense base can give rise to ear consciousness. Nose sense base, nose consciousness. Tongue sense base, tongue consciousness. Body sense base, bodily consciousness. Mind sense base, bodily mental consciousness. No? Mind sense base, mental consciousness. So each of these sense base respectively is linked to its own domain of sense object, 所缘境, yeah, 六识所缘境. Yeah, so there's a six sense base, six sense base consciousness, or six sense consciousness, yeah, corresponding to its own sense object, which is what? 色身香味触法. 也比色身意色身香味触法. Then together with the 六识, together will be 十八界. So here, 等一切诸法. So etc. All these various phenomena. Yeah. Together, all this is known as, what? 明月世间. It's known as the world. Yeah. So 正觉之明世间解. Yeah. So 正觉正知, sorry, 正觉正知明世间解. So knowing clearly, yeah, having right awareness and knowing, yeah, of all this is known as 世间解. Yeah, it's known as someone who knows the world. Okay, in other suttas where the Buddha give a bit more detail, then further clarification to this, it is that the Buddha knows all the different realms, all the different states, yeah, the peculiarities of each of them, yeah, including the way the sentient beings exist in all these different realms, the kind of pleasure they enjoy, the kind of suffering they face, yeah, including the origin of this realm. Yeah. So how does a person get reborn into the central desire realm? How does a sentient being rather get reborn in the form realm, formless realm? What's the distinction between all the various sub-realms inside? And how is it that one person get reborn in this state and not in that state? The Buddha knows in details. Yeah. So the Buddha know all the different realms, know its origin, and also know how each of these realms come to an end. And the Buddha knows the way of how these realms come to an end. In other words, the Four Noble Truths of the various realms. Yeah, they all realize? Yeah, if you look at Sutra, right? Some of the translation already come out with the framework. So you see the marker. Yeah, basically it's the Four Noble Truths. What is X? The origin of X, the cessation of X, and the path leading to cessation of X. Now, this is the Four Noble Truth framework. We usually think Four Noble Truth is just about suffering, right? Yeah. But we say this can be applied also to the different worlds. So in this way, the Buddha is known as the knower of the world. Yeah. And so by knowing how this world, how this world is, how this will come about, how this will come to an end, and the way leading to the end of this world. Yeah. He teach us according to what our wishes. If you wish to be reborn in a human state, he can teach you how to be reborn in a human state. If you wish to be reborn in a sensual desire realm, to enjoy sensual desire in the heavenly realm, he is able to teach you accordingly, guide you accordingly. Yeah. If you want to avoid rebirth in the lower realm, he can teach you how to avoid rebirth in the lower realm. Yeah. I haven't seen any sutta where the Buddha say, oh, there's someone who wants to be reborn in lower realm. Then he say, okay, since you asked so many times, I teach you. I never hear of this. So towards the wholesome, the pleasant realm, the happy realm, he teach you how to assure yourself rebirth in that state. Towards the lower realms, he closed the door for you. Yeah, he opened the door towards the wholesome, happy realm. He closed the door for the lower realms. But the trouble is, we are itchy finger. Yeah, we always like to look at the door that is closed. Hey, how come this door is closed? How come? What is inside there? We take a look. we are very curious. Yeah, the door that people open for us. Why everybody want to work here? Why? Why cannot do? we want late to go and look. Hey, how about this door? How about that door? So next. 又比世间所有二足世足多足无足欲界欲色诸天有想无想非有想非无想若凡若圣一切有情之中唯佛第一最殊上无等令无上士 So this is the second part. Yeah. So this part is B. So this part is B. So just now I mentioned A1, yeah, is the first part. Then this part is A2, and then this part is B. Oh, 又比世间, yeah. So further, so if you look at this sutra, right, they put together because then with respect to whatever has been mentioned, all the different world, okay, in all this different world, there are sentient beings of various types. Yeah. 又比世间, so this be refers to the world that has been just mentioned, that has just been mentioned. Yeah. And within this world, yeah, what about it? 所有二足,四足, so there are various sentient beings. There are among which there are those that is two-footed. Yeah, 二足, two-footed. 四足, four-footed. Yeah. 多足, multi-footed, yeah, and there are those without feet, yeah, without any feet at all, yeah, like snakes, yeah, or dragon. Chinese dragon have legs on, yeah. Some traditions the dragons have no leg, yeah. So 无足, yeah, no legs, yeah. 欲色诸天, so here 欲色诸天, so here referring to the heavenly realm, the sensual desire, heavenly realm, the form world, the heavenly realm. Yeah. Then besides that, yeah, 有想无想,非有想,非无想. Yeah. So here basically referring to include all the formless states. Yeah. 有想无想, 非有想,非无想. Yeah, so this actually is very interesting because this section here actually encompasses all the realms. Yeah, up to the higher level where even perception is being quietened. Yeah, and then there's one state which is 非有想,非无想. So this I can't go into detail because otherwise we'll be going into the full explanation of the formless states. Yeah, there are four formless states, remember? Yeah. 空无边处定, 实无边处定, 无所有处定, 非想非非想处定. So the 非想非非想处定 is the last one. So 有想无想 is covering the first three, including the form and the sensual. Yeah. Form and sensual are all considered 有想. Yeah. Then besides that, so you have all the different classification, then up to even classification 若凡若圣. So this is strictly speaking, Fan is commoner, yeah, the common ones, yeah, or the worldlings. In other words, the unenlightened one. Then 若圣, so this would be the enlightened one. So again, the word 圣, the original term will be Arya, and a common translation is noble. Yeah, so if you here you use noble, then the contrast not strong enough. So Chinese we use the word 圣. So whether you are enlightened or unenlightened, yeah, among all these different beings that is that exist in this world, 一切有情之中, yeah, all the sentient beings within of which 唯佛第一最上无等, yeah. So he's the number one, supremo, numero er, yeah, satu orang, the only one, yeah, and he is what, 最上无等, nobody is his equal, yeah, 宁无上士, yeah, 宁无上士. Actually, more strictly speaking, if you look at various texts, it's not just that he's unequal, but that no one surpass him also, or no one surpass him. Yeah. As far as I know, he's unsurpassed in various ways. Yeah. He's unsurpassed in his wisdom. He's unsurpassed in his compassion. Yeah. I don't know whether if you ask him to like, let's say, play Minecraft, whether you can surpass him or not. So I'm not trying to be funny here. Maybe I am. But the important point here is, sometimes when we look at the Buddhist teaching, whether describing the Buddha or the Dhamma, sometimes people have the kind of over-expectation of the Buddha, over-expectation of the Dhamma. Then we actually impose onto the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha our own narrative, our own idea, yeah, but of which the Buddha never claimed to be also. Yeah. So for example, some people say that, oh, the Buddha knows everything. Yeah. But there's no evidence in the Buddha's time whether he know about internet or not. Yeah. There's no evidence in the Sutta whether the Buddha know about the quantum physics or not. Yeah. But he did say in one of the Sutta, the Simsapa leaves, he did say he picked up a handful of leaves in the forest, and then he asked the monks, which one is more? Is the hands my leaves? Is the hands in my leaves? are the leaves in my hand more, or the leaves in the forest more? Then the monks said, of course, the hands in the leaf is less. The hands in the forest is more. Then the Buddha said, similarly, the knowledge that the Buddha has attained, that the Buddha has, is more compared to the ones that he has taught you. Yeah. And why? While the Buddha is not a close-fisted teacher, he's an open-handed teacher. That means he don't hold back. Yeah. So even in the Buddha's time, there were teachers who is like the Chinese, no? Chinese, you know, the Chinese, Chinese Kung Fu movie. Yeah. They teach. Always halfway, they don't teach everything. Yeah. Someone write something. Oh, yeah. Sometimes they don't teach everything. They teach you halfway. They teach you 90%, 80%, so that they have something over you. But the Buddha is not such a teacher. As far as he's concerned, he teach you everything. But also not everything. Now he tell you, he didn't teach you everything. But he teach you everything that is needed to become liberated. That's the important thing. So perhaps the other part, which is all the things he know, maybe he know about internet. I don't know. Yeah. But we shouldn't assume that he know. Yeah. Because you think about it, those scientists who came out of internet, you don't take refuge in those scientists, right? Right. So whether the Buddha knows how the internet worked, or whether the Buddha was able to invent internet or not, is inconsequential. Yeah, we take refuge in the Buddha because he is an awakened one. He is free of suffering. We take refuge in him because he is able to teach us, show us the way to lead towards suffering, end of suffering. Yeah. So this part is the important part. So as far as I'm concerned, he's unsurpassed in being able to teach us how to be free of suffering. Other things I'm not so concerned. Maybe he don't know how to ride a bicycle. Yeah, I don't know. But I like to think that with his wisdom and experience, he can access all his past experiences. But so even if he has never ride bicycle before, maybe only in human history we are the first cycle to invent bicycle. I like to think that if I can learn how to ride bicycle, I think Buddha maybe take a short time, maybe 2 seconds. Eh? Okay, can already. But even if the Buddha don't know how to ride bicycle, doesn't matter. Yeah, correct or not? You ask yourself, you meet two teachers. One teacher can teach you to be free of suffering. The other one know how to ride bicycle. The other one can only teach you to be half free of suffering. Yeah, but can teach you how to ride bicycle. Well. Which one are you going to learn from? Surely is the one who can teach you, not the bicycle, teach you how to be free of suffering, right? Unless you're not interested in being free of suffering. You're more interested in learning how to ride bicycle. So then, whose fault is it? Nobody's fault. It's just incompatibility. Okay? So when we learn about this, that he's unsurpassed, you must know, don't impute your own expectation. Maybe you like to ride bicycle. So you feel like, surely if I like bicycle so much, the Buddha should be very good in bicycle. And that's your problem. That's not the Buddha's problem. Okay. So, Yun he tiao yu zhang fu, purisa dhamma sarati. Yes. Then tamer. Yeah. So the this epithet itself is basically in a way they are all linked. So what if you know about the whole world so much? So what if you are unsurpassed? Unsurpassed in what way? No big deal lah. You are number one then. If you're not able to help us, then yeah, it's like a person who is very rich, yeah, a person who is very knowledgeable. But don't share with you the knowledge. Then okay, Lord, then you are just a knowledgeable person. No? Yeah. But it's useless to the rest of the world. Yeah. But he used his knowledge, he used his wisdom to tame those who can be tamed. Yeah. So here it's not control. It's not control those who don't want to be controlled. It's to tame. 调顺, 调鱼, very gentle. Yeah, very the anger is different. Yeah. But in the sutta, the Buddha talked about described himself as the great tamer, tamer of the wild horses, tamer of the wild elephant. Yeah, he's able to tame those who are wild. Yeah, wild with what? Wild with defilements, wild with all the habitual inclination. So let's take a look. 佛言, so again the Buddha replied, 佛是大丈夫. 恶能调御善恶二类。So this is the opening. So the question is, 云何调御丈夫? Yeah, so who is the one? So here the 丈夫, yeah, so here the 丈夫 is seems to be referring to the Buddha, that the Buddha is the one who is the tamer. Okay, so but sometimes, many times we hear the explanation is that 调御丈夫 is that he can tame those who are able to be tamed. Oh, so but let's take a look. So 佛是大丈夫, the Buddha is a great person. Here, so here, great person or great man. The 丈夫 here in Chinese 丈夫, today when we use it right is husband. Okay. But 丈夫 means someone who can do great things. Yeah. What does it mean? 能行他人所不能行. Yeah. Able to do what others cannot do. Yeah. So others cannot bear with hardship, you can bear. Others cannot sit still, you can sit still. Others, yeah, 能忍他人所不能忍. Able to bear with what other people cannot bear. Yeah, other people get scolded immediately. Wow, I want to fight back. Yeah, or the ascetics come and ridicule him, come and insult him. There are those ascetics who immediately before that, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Then when people criticize him, immediately fight. But Buddha is not such a person. Yeah, able to endure. Able to endure the heat, the cold, hunger, and so on and so forth. Able to endure all this. Yeah. So most importantly, able to overcome defilements, able to overcome suffering. Yeah. But not everybody can do that. So someone who can do that is known as Da Zhang Fu. Hey, all the men here. So when your wife calls you Zhang Fu, hey, this is an honor to be called Zhang Fu. No? You know? It means that before you get married, you're not called Zhang Fu. You get married, then there's one person in the world who calls you Zhang Fu. So in other words, this person, I'm using my own interpretation. Using Buddhist interpretation quite good, you know. Then your wife is looking at you as the one person in the world who can do what other people cannot do, who can endure what other people cannot endure. Yeah, who can achieve what other people cannot achieve. Yeah. And why is it? When your wife wants you to go and buy things, you are the only one who can go and buy. Other people cannot do it. When your wife gives you nonsense, you are the only one who can endure it. Otherwise, other people cannot endure. I don't know whether the Chinese way of calling the husband Zhang Fu, whether it has this meaning. Hey, but I think this meaning is quite good. Who can achieve what other people cannot achieve? What can the husband achieve? Can achieve the happiness of the wife. Not bad. This interpretation may be quite good, but nothing to do with Buddhism. So forget about it. So, 而能调于善恶类. Yeah. So he is someone who can achieve all this. Not what I just described about husband. He can achieve the eradication of defilements, who can eradicate suffering. But not that he just can do it himself. 而能调于善恶类. He can tame further the two types, those who are wholesome and those who are unwholesome, those who are good and those who are evil. He can teach them. He can tame them. Yeah. So first of all, 恶者. Yeah, so the bad person, 恶, 善恶, yeah, the good and the bad, wholesome and unwholesome, yeah, 恶, 岂不善善业, yeah, so 恶者, 岂不善善业, so the evil one or the bad one, yeah, give rise to three kinds of unwholesome karma, yeah, what are the three kinds? Should be the body, speech, and mind. Yeah. So, 而作诸恶，堕地狱恶鬼，旁生而得恶报. Yeah. So, give rise to three kinds of unwholesome karma. Then, 而作诸恶, and do all kinds of wrong. Then, 堕地狱, and fall into. The hell realm, 地狱, 恶鬼, hungry ghost realm, 旁身, the animal realm, 而得恶报, and obtain what? The bad results, the bad retribution. So, 善者于身口意而修众善. Yeah. So for the wholesome one, similarly also these three, yeah, body, speech, and mind. But with body, speech, and mind, 而修善众善, instead of doing evil, cultivate all the whole mass of wholesomeness. And as a result, 得人天福国, and he attained the meritorious fruit of human and heavenly rebirth. Yeah. 此至善恶皆由心作。Yeah. So what has been described? Yeah. These that which has been described, which are the wholesome, unwholesome, the good and the bad, 皆由心作, are all conducted through the mind. Yeah. 佛以第一义善涅槃之法. Yeah. So the Buddha make use of the foremost meaning, the most supreme truth, yeah, of wholesome Nibbana teachings. So to do what? 显示条语令理垢然. Yeah. So to illustrate to these two categories of sentient beings, in other words, all sentient beings, yeah, and to tame them, yeah. So illustrate to them and then to tame them in order to do what? 令理垢然, yeah. So to cause, yeah, cause these sentient beings to be free of 垢, free of run. So to be free of taints and defilements. Or 垢 should be Ran Wu Go. Actually can be seen together. So defilements and taints. To be free of defilements and taints. The Buddha cannot remove our defilements and taints directly, but he can teach us, he can show us how to do it. Yeah, and in this way, when we do accordingly, we can be free of defilements and taints. 获得最上极净极灭涅槃, and so that we can attain what? We can obtain or attain the most supreme quietude cessation Nibbana. Yeah. In other words, attain the most supreme Parinibbana. 是故得名调于丈夫, and hence he is named as tamer of those to be tamed. Yeah, tamer of those to be tamed. So this part is interesting. It is not that he just tamed the evil one, the good, the bad one, and then the good one don't tame. The good one he also tamed. So this tells us something. Even if you are wholesome, you do good deeds, yeah, you are acting good, do charity, this is insufficient. Yeah? Because when you do charity, you observe precepts, you are still in samsara. It's just that you are inclining towards the wholesome destination. But you are still in samsara. You are still not free of suffering. So the Buddha, by teaching us how to be free of defilements, to help us, show us how to purify ourselves. And in this way, to be truly liberated. So, 云何天人师, 云何天人师. So what is meant by the teacher of heavenly beings and human? Satta deva manusanam. Teachers of gods and men. 佛言非与阿难亦比丘为师所有比丘比丘尼优婆萨乌婆夷即天上人间沙门波罗门魔王外道是梵龙天悉皆归命依教奉行具作佛职故名天人师、So this is just basically stating as it is. So what is this? So the opening is quite unique. In various teachings, this phrase don't exist. Yeah, this phrase don't exist. So the opening phrase is unique. It says, 非与阿难亦比丘为师. So saying, not just being a teacher for one bhikshu, yeah, as Venerable Ananda. Not just being a teacher to Venerable Ananda, yeah, who is a bhikshu. Not just that. Yeah, 所有比丘比丘尼. So this is 比丘, so this is the transliteration, yeah, of Bhikshu and Bhikshuni. Bhikshuni. So these are the monks and nuns. So first the monastics, then Uposa, Upoyi. So here again is translated as Uposa, transliteration. That this is Upasaka. In some of the translation we see is Uposa, yeah, Upoyi. But this will be closer in sound, Uposa, Upoyi, yeah, Upasaka, Upasika, yeah. So these are the human. Yeah, but these are the lay human. Together, these are all human, okay? But this is monastic. This is lay. Oh? Then, ji, and who else? Tian sang ren jian, sa men, polo men. So, and in the heaven and within human realm, then we have what? Sa men, polo men. So we have the sa men, Shramana. So these are referring to all the ascetics. Yeah. So going beyond just the Buddhist monks and nuns. Yeah. So the ascetics, then including what? Holoman, the Brahmins. Mo Wang, even Mara. Yeah. And even the Wai Tao, even those who are from other schools. Then we have this Shi Di Huan Ying Fan Tian. Then we have the Long, the Naga. So Shi Di Huan Ying is should be the, is it Saka? Huh? Shi Di Huan Ying, this particular god appear in many sutras. He asks a lot of questions. Yeah. Then Fan, Brahma, the great Brahma. Then we have Long, the Naga, this Long, Long. I think the it's another one of the category, yeah, under heavenly side. Then Tian, yeah, so all the different other heavenly beings not explicitly cited, yeah, Si Jie Gui Ming, yeah, so all of them would take refuge in the Buddha, yeah, as the teacher. Then Yi Jiao Feng Xing, so every time you all recite the precepts, then Sifu say, Yi Shou Ba Guan Zai Jie, Jing Shen Mo Fang Yi. Then you'll say, Yi Jiao Feng Xing. Yeah, so that you will practice accordingly to what has been taught. Yeah. So, Ju Zuo, this Ju Zuo Fo Zi. Yeah, and is complete practicing or doing accordingly as a disciple of the Buddha. So, Gu Ming Tian Ren Shi. So, because all this individuals of various realms, from the heavenly realm to the human realm, they take refuge in the Buddha, they practice accordingly, and they are complete as the disciple of the Buddha, yeah, on various stages. So hence the Buddha is known as the teacher of gods and men. Yeah. Notice here, lower realms is not included. Lower realms not included. Why? Because those in the lower realms not able to directly learn the teachings. They are not able to directly learn the teachings. I've seen sometimes YouTube or sometimes actual individuals that I know. And like sometimes when you all attend Dharma class, then your doggy come and sit next to you, right? Then we feel like, hey, my dog also attend Dharma class. Strictly speaking, 就是给他结一个善缘。I don't know, Okay, I must again admit, I haven't reached the stage where I can read people's mind, much less dog's mind. Only those who can really read, can encompass, then can say, oh no, Venerable, other dogs, I don't know, but this dog, I can quite clearly confirm. Before the Dhamma talk, I look at the mind is always talking about where is the bone, where is the bone, where is the bone. Then after the Dhamma talk, I see the dog's mind, oh, body, feelings, mind, and mental objects. Oh, I see the dog's mind is comprising of the eye form, eye consciousness, ear sound, ear consciousness, nose smell, nose consciousness, and so on. Oh, I observe the dog. Oh, the dog hear the other dogs barking. Normally, hear the dog barking, then immediately, oh, now the dog hear the dog, other dog barking, then in the mind of the dog arise hearing, hearing, hearing. So, if no more barking. If a person can really do that, then you can say, ah, so this dog, other dog, I don't know, but this dog really come and learn Dhamma. but other than that, at least we say, 栽培善根, so plant some wholesome roots. Yeah. The dog as I see the Vicky and May's dog behind. You check whether is it listening, is the ear up or down? Yeah. Sleeping, you see? So just a good feeling. Maybe Sifu's voice, wah, wah, wah. At first alert, then wah, 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 wah. Oh, but from the suttas, you can see that not easy. Yeah, lower arms, not easy. Oh. So in her Mingfu, so this is a name of the Buddha, an epithet of the Buddha that we use so commonly. So what does it mean? Yeah. So we usually just, we don't translate this usually, we just leave it as Buddha. Yeah. And then singular is Buddho. Yeah. So what does it mean? An awakened one. Yeah. 智慧具足,三觉圆明,四故明佛. Yeah. So in her Mingfu, so the knowledge and wisdom being complete. 三觉圆明, the three knowledges, the three knowing are all complete and clear. So 四故明佛, and hence named as Buddha. So 佛告阿难, so the Buddha tells Ananda, 我系精行之次有婆罗门而来问我. So he says that in the past, while he was doing maybe on the journey or walking meditation, so 有婆罗门而来问我. So there's a Brahmin who come and ask him, 何故如知佛母? 为汝立名，呼为佛也. Yeah. So there's a Brahmin who come and ask him, why is it that your parents call you the Buddha? Yeah. Or name you a Buddha. Yeah. 佛即答言，世所知者，我能了知. Yeah. So the Buddha replied, 世所知者，我能了知. Yeah. That which the world can know, I am able to know. 所观者我亦能观. Whatever that the world can observe, I am able to observe. 所得灭者我亦得灭. Whatever can be eradicated or can cease, I am able to cease. 我具一切智一切了知. Yeah, I am complete with all the knowledges and all the knowing. 我从无数劫种种修行，远离尘离垢. So this part is Chinese. I explain. So 我从无数劫. So from since countless kappas. Yeah. I have what? The Buddha has what? 种种修行. He has done all the different types of cultivation. 远尘离垢, So this part is Chinese way of phrasing. 远程离垢. Yeah. So it's actually 远离. I don't know whether you all see this. This is 远离, then 成垢. Yeah. 远离成垢. So that means it's far and free from the different taints and defilements. But Chinese sometimes like to, then it sounds a bit more interesting. Okay. So 远程离垢, in other words, to be free and far from the taints and defilements. So 经得无上菩提, 故立佛号. So now here, attaining the unsurpassed awakening, 故立佛号, and hence establish this name, or this epithet or name, Buddha. Yeah. So it's quite interesting. The Brahmin in this sutta, a Brahmin is said to have asked, well, how come your parents named you this way? But the Buddha in his reply never talked about his parents. Yeah. Never talked about his parents. Right? Because his parents never gave his name. Yeah. What is the contrast? Usually our name is given by our parents, right? And it is usually about what our parents wish us to be, their hopes and dreams. But in this case, this name of his is not given by his parents. At least as far as I know, the name given was Siddhartha, not the Buddha. Buddha, from what I remember, is when there was someone he encountered and he was asked, what are you? And he replied, awakened. Yeah. So since then, and over time, he became known as the awakened one, someone who is awakened. Yeah, but you will recall in some of the suttas that I shared, others initially also, there are those who refer to him as ascetic Gotama, right? So in other words, the Gotama, the ascetic, that means the cultivator, the practitioner, and then his clan name, you know, his family name is Gotama. Yeah, clan name is Sakya. So next, Yunhe Sizun. I think this is the last already. Bhagavan Lokanto, yeah, world honored one. So Fo Yan Wo Yu Ying Di Zi Shen Guan Cha Suo Yo San Fa Jie Fa Xing Fa Zi Hui Fa. Okay, so the reply, yeah. What is meant by Yunhe Sizun, what is meant by world honored one? Yeah. So 我与因地. So this is what? The causal ground. Causal ground, causal stage. What is the causal stage? So causal stage is referring to the Bodhisattva path. It's also named as causal because it is what causes the arising of Buddhahood. With respect to Buddhahood as the fruit, then Bodhisattva path is the causal stage. Yingdi. So, is the Bodhisattva stage. So, well, while the Buddha was at the causal stage, the Bodhisattva stage, 自身观察所有善法. So he thoroughly contemplated and he thoroughly observed, yeah, all the wholesome Dharma, yeah, such as the 戒法、心法、智慧法, yeah, including the what? The precepts, the mind, and then the wisdom. What is this actually? 戒定慧. So this 心法 is actually referring to the practice of 定. Yeah, concentration. Because when we practice concentration, It is basically doing the preliminary purification of the mind. Yeah. So GFA is actually purifying the body and speech. And then the concentration is purifying the initial stage of the mind. And then wisdom is purifying the view, which will then complete the purification of the mind. Because the mind, if you split into greed, hatred, and delusion, concentration purify or subdue the greed and hatred. Then when you purify the view, you purify the delusion and ignorance. So, 复观, 贪等, 不善之法. So further, now, 复, further, he observed the unwholesome phenomena, the unwholesome dharma, yeah, such as greed, etc. Yeah. So 能造诸有生灭等苦. Yeah. So all the unwholesome phenomena or dharma that can bring about all the various all the various states of suffering, yeah, the birth and death and so on and so forth, yeah. So 以无漏智破彼烦恼. So but then when he observed the wholesome and then the unwholesome, yeah, and he observed how the unwholesome can bring about all the various suffering, the whole mass of suffering, then he make use of what? 以无漏智, he make use of this 无漏. Without outflow. If something is without outflow, then it leads to pains, it leads to suffering. Without outflow means it doesn't lead to pains, it doesn't lead to suffering. So the wisdom that doesn't lead to suffering, doesn't lead to defilement, then he used this kind of wisdom to do what? 破彼烦恼. Yeah, he used it to vanquish, to eradicate, the corresponding defilements, corresponding to that which brings about suffering. And as a result, 得无上觉, and he then obtained the unsurpassed awakening. So just now we already learned the 无上, a lot of different 无上, not just one, a lot of things that he is unsurpassed. Including this awakening is unsurpassed. 故是故天人凡圣 世间 世出世间 这个仙界尊重. Yeah, so and hence as a result, heavenly beings, the human, the fan and sun, the unenlightened, the worldling, and the enlightened, the 世出世间, those who are of the world, those who have surpassed the world, yeah, has already transcended the world, they all respect the Buddha, they all honor the Buddha, yeah, the Buddha is honored by all of them, yeah, 故曰世尊, and that's why he's named World Honored One. And with that, we wrap up part two of this series, yeah, in celebration of Vesak this year. So, are you all World Honored One? Not even sure whether we are honored at home. Even our own kampong don't know whether we are honored. Yeah, still want to talk about world. But there are people who are honored in the world, so isn't it? Yeah, they appear in some magazine, such as, yeah, Fox. One more, Fortune 500. They are also considered honored, and then they appear in some programs called the what? Like that. Some appear in the Grammy Award. Yeah, also honored. A lot of people honor them. Yeah, all over the world. then some what Academy Award. Yeah. So these are world honored. This is not the world honored, this is a worldly honored. Worldly honor, this year honor you, next year maybe don't honor you. Yeah. You treat them well, they honor you. Yeah. You say something wrong, they take away your award. They don't honor you. Yeah. But the Buddha, being the world honored one, it's not that he was conferred a title. Yeah. Titles that are conferred, given, can be taken away. So it is by virtue of his cultivation that he's known as the world honored one. But does it mean that everybody honor him? Does it mean that everybody respect him? Not even the Buddha. Yeah. The Buddha in the various sutta says, in this world, there's no one whom everybody praise. Yeah. But he is also known as the blameless one. I thought Sufu just now would say. So this is something interesting. That he's worthy of the honor of the world doesn't mean everybody honor him. That his actions, his body, speech, and mind is faultless, is blameless, doesn't mean that people cannot find fault. So if we want to become like the Buddha, learn to take care of your body, speech, and mind so that your body, speech, and mind is faultless. Don't go and worry about people finding fault with you. Yeah, because that you cannot stop. There is bound to be someone who will come and want to find fault with you. And ironically, the better you are, yeah, the better you purify yourself, you do your best, the more people may want to find fault with you. Yeah. So if you worry about whether people find fault with you, you will never have peace. You will never have peace. So, okay. Oh. Sometimes I wonder, have you wondered in the suttas, whether it's the Buddha giving a talk or some people coming to ask the Buddha questions and then or ask the disciples question, never mentioned about them drinking water or not? Huh? I find that when I give talks, I drink the most water. When I don't give talks, I tend to fall sick because I fail to drink water. By myself, I don't drink water because I'm not so, don't know what. But when I give talks, then I can feel need to drink water. But in the suttas, never say, four yen, small. Then after that, says, four, equals way. Maybe because that is not so important. Otherwise, you think about it, surely when the Buddha gives talks, maybe the Buddha shift a bit, right? Then Buddha raise one hand, raise that hand. Then if you include all those things, then people may get confused. What is the meaning? Why did Buddha raise this hand? Suddenly the Buddha drink water. The other day didn't drink water. Why is there some significance? So maybe, I think, when they listen to the Dhamma talk, they observe what is consequential, not what is inconsequential. Yeah. But sometimes when you all go to Dhamma talk, then you go and pay attention to the inconsequential part. Yeah, that venerable, the pronunciation, wow, very strong, the accent very strong. Who asked you to go and pay attention to accent? Pay attention to content.
Shifu.
Okay, who?
Shifu, just now, yeah, during the talk, MZ typed a question in the chat.
Oh, yeah, oh, okay.
Ask whether Yuqing is it all sentient beings.
Okay, and then Meizhen, 现出你的庐山真面目. Okay. You know, in the Buddha's, in the Vinaya, there are a lot of rules, There's a whole set of rules saying, if someone wear a hat, don't give them teachings. If someone hold a staff, don't give them teaching. If a person is seated and you are standing, don't give them teaching. If a person is lying down and you are seated, don't give them teaching unless they are sick. So cannot block your face. Mei Zhen's question, Shifu, may I clarify if Yu Qing refers to all sentient beings, etc., Yu Qing Zhong Sheng? So sometimes you see Yu Qing, sometimes you see Zhong Sheng, right? Typically they are synonymous. But more specifically, Yu Qing refers to that which can feel, that which has the mind, mental faculties that can experience. Hence name Yu Qing. Zhong Sheng, this Zhong Sheng, there are two interpretations. More recent ones, then it refers to all the different beings. Zhong Sheng. But if we look at some of the earlier texts and commentaries, the Zhong Sheng is actually referring to the Wu Zhong Sheng. So the being that